It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I like that wallpaper. It's cool.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope if you're not already, you hit that subscribe button. I do three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if this is your type of thing, it's also a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Adam Lambert. Adam's got a brand new record called High Drama. It's a new album of really inspired covers from all over the map. In fact, Adam's going to tell us about tackling the set while working on his upcoming 1970s-influenced musical, wanting to give songs like Lana Del Rey's West Coast and Billie Eilish's Getting Older a stronger rock vibe, and how his friendship with Boy George painted the way he covered a Culture Club classic. Now, Adam's also going to discuss his upcoming role in the Sofia Coppola-produced Fairyland, and we'll talk about if he wants to do more acting. But of course, we're also going to talk a little bit of Queen, because since the reunion some years ago now, of course, Adam has been leading Queen, been the lead singer. So maybe it's just a tease, but we're going to hear a little bit about if that's still going, what to expect next. So let's get into it. We're talking High Drama. It's Kyle Meredith with Adam Lambert.
Hi, Kyle.
I'm just going to start with the compliments. High Drama. It's so good. It's so good, this collection of songs. Your voice is outstanding. The arrangements are incredible. They really are. Let's just start there, because I know you got a lot going on, but with this album, what did you want to do? Why was it time to make the covers record?
You know, it was interesting because I started working on a different project during the pandemic. I'm still working on it. It's a musical, and it's very much pop, rock, disco, funk, all the things I love about the 1970s. And making a musical is a long process. It is very, there's lots of people involved in it, and you have to have a script and a story, and you're editing. So that's still being worked on. But in the meantime, I thought, I really want to have music out for my fans. I want to put something out. And so me and my team decided to do something that had a quicker timeline, and covers is an easier, quicker thing to do. And the challenge for me creatively, since I didn't write the songs, was like, okay, well, how can I take songs and completely flip them around and rearrange them and make them something new? Mm-hmm. Something that I think people have liked that I've done in the past on American Idol. And I did it, for the Kennedy Center Honors with Cher's Believe. And that was sort of the challenge. Take these songs, find ones that you love that you can flip on the side and make new.
And you get that all the way through it too. I mean, what I'm looking at the track. They're rocking up West Coast. That was one of the great moments right there, you know. And geez, I can't stand the rain. And I'll tell you, by the way, we were listening to the Duran Duran cover right before, and I was playing it for my wife, and it took about a minute and a half for her to be in tears. I'm not even joking.
Aww, that's really nice to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. So that, you know, how did you come up with the arrangements? And maybe you can just pick one specific one, but what, you know, you are flipping these around. West Coast is that rocked up thing. I mean, Getting Older is one of the big moments on this album.
Yeah. I knew overall for the whole album, I'm like, you know, I really want to dive into a little more of a rock spirit. You know, I think having been on the road with Queen for a decade and having done a bit of, you know, pop rock stuff for sure, especially my first album, but having experimented over the past 10 years on my solo stuff with all these different styles and sort of approaches, I kind of wanted to just come back to like sort of some classic rock energy. You know, with West Coast, for example, I love the original. I love Lana Del Rey's track. And I heard that bluesy kind of guitar on it. And I was like, ooh, if you like plug that in and made it way louder and kind of heavier, it could be sort of like a Zeppelin sort of, you know, Robert Plant version of the song. And the minute I said that to the producer I was working with, he was like, ooh, you know, I want to do that. So, you know, that was one. You know, Getting Older, we do like 70s sort of, you know, glam pop Queen vibes. We have Holding Out for Heroes, kind of a glam rock song. Sex on Fire is the sort of like indie early 2000s festival vibe. I mean, it's just all the stuff that I love about sort of rock and alternative music that I kind of wanted to weave into this project.
And maybe, you know, Getting Older at one was one of the most surprising moments, and at the other wasn't so surprising. I mean, you spend your time with Queen and this has a big, very big Queen moment sound, to the point where I was going, is that Brian playing guitar on that?
No, it's our producer that worked on it. His name's Tommy English, and he is a beast. I mean, he is so good on guitar, and he's such a musical, talented producer. It was weird because it's one of those things where we didn't really have a direction in mind before we started, whereas some of the other ones, I knew right away what I wanted to do with it and where the finish line was. But with Getting Older, we just started kind of jamming and hanging out in the studio and, you know, experimenting with different sounds and approaches. And I don't know, it just sort of organically came up and it came together. And I remember singing the chorus and I'm like, I hear like background vocals doing like a big stack of backgrounds doing like an answer to the chorus lines. And when I kind of sung it to him, what I wanted, we were like, oh yeah, it's kind of like Queen, you know, like a stack, you know? And then it started kind of like flowing. So yeah, I mean, even though I didn't write these songs, I had so much fun in the studio challenging myself to make them different. And, you know, I learned a lot over the last 10 years as, you know, an artist in studios with producers, and did a lot of production time on my last album. So I think that really came into play on this one.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Adam Lambert. Now, when you've got a record like this, and especially, you know, for all the friends you've made in the music industry over the past 10, 15 years, like, do you have any personal relationships with anybody and that you've covered here? And does that color the song at all?
Actually, Boy George and I are friends. Mm-hmm. And he's somebody that I've, you know, become friends with over the years in London whenever I'm there. Like, you know, we might have a dinner or lunch or something. He's very funny. And I didn't tell him I actually was going to try the song until we really had something. And when we sent him the first pass at it, he loved it, which is really great. You know, and that one especially, we took a lot of chances with. We really rearranged the whole thing. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, the structure even of the song. So I was a little apprehensive. I didn't know if he would be like, why'd you do that to the song? But he really likes it. So that's really exciting.
Well, that's my point right there. Like, if you know somebody and then you put this out there, it's that even more like, oh God, what if they don't like, you know?
Oh, I know. It's interesting. It's you never know. You never know what people are gonna say. Hopefully hopefully I made everybody proud. I mean, I know for me as a musician, if someone covers one of my songs and does something new with the interpretation, I find it really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'd much rather that than somebody just copy mm-hmm. the original. I mean, that's sort of like, okay, well, thanks.
Well, beyond this, I want to quickly hit on the other projects. You mentioned the musical. You're also in a movie, Fairyland, Sofia Coppola. That's going to be coming out. How did you get involved in this? And I'd love to hear a little bit about it.
The director, Andrew Durham, and Sofia Coppola is producing it. He reached out to my agent here in LA, and I was so flattered and honored that he wanted me to be in this film. It's a movie about a single father raising his daughter in the 1970s in San Francisco. And it's, you know, the 70s in San Francisco were like, you know, it was really the epicenter of the gay liberation movement there in New York. And he's coming out of a tragedy. His wife passes away in a car accident on the East Coast. And he then moves to San Francisco with his daughter and realizes that he's gay. So it's sort of a coming of age for both of them in parallel. And then, you know, towards the end of the film, you know, everyone's hit with the AIDS epidemic. So it's like, it's a challenging movie. It's something that you sit and watch and you realize, okay, you know what? The relationship of a parent and the child is universal, no matter who you are. And that dynamic can be complicated and it can be tricky, especially for a single parent, but it's all about like the love that they have for each other that pulls them through all of it. It's a beautiful story. Yeah. I'm playing one of the father's boyfriends towards the end of the film. And it was so much fun. I had a great time.
So do we see this as a bit of a moment of transition for you? I mean, it's your first film. And if we say first, it's with the idea that there are more after this.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I really like acting. You know, I've been acting since I was a kid. You know, I started in the theater. I was doing theater right up until the time that I did American Idol. So it's something that I haven't been as focused on, obviously, but it's something that's sort of a part of me as a performer. You know, I did Glee, you know, years ago, and that was really fun, doing whole season. And that was sort of my first time like screen acting. So that was a first, and now a film. So yeah, I'm really excited. And I've been doing voiceover work too, which has been really exciting for some animated stuff. So my thing is like, I just want to do as many different things as I can. I'm project oriented. I love new. I love something different. I'm just going to keep my eyes and my ears open for new opportunities.
And a musical, as you mentioned, on the way.
And a musical that I'm writing. Yeah. So I'm keeping busy.
Jeez. What? You're still writing the musical though, right? Like this isn't, we're not about to launch into this yet.
No, I mean, the whole process of putting a musical together is very, it's a longer timeline than a pop album. So there's a lot of different people involved in it and more moving parts. So it's still in the works. It's full steam ahead. We have an amazing team on it, amazing creators. I'm just so excited to reveal more, but it's not time yet.
All right. So then what happens next? I mean, do you get time to tour High Drama? Is it what's next for Queen? Is that still on the in the near future? Are you doing something there?
I mean, Queen and I are not done. So watch this space. There's more coming, I think. And then for High Drama, yeah, I'm gonna be traveling around a bit over the next month or so, doing, you know, appearances to support it. I have some TV performances around the world. I'll be in the UK and Europe and Australia and here back in the States. And yeah, we have some shows scattered around that we'll be announcing. We just announced one in Finland, which is exciting. Yeah, I'm just doing my thing.
Right on. I can't wait to check some of these out live. Seriously, I love this album. I love what you've done to it. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. And it was a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for doing this.
Likewise. Thank you.
And my thanks to Adam Lambert. Again, the brand new record is called High Drama. Big old thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Before you get out, please do hit that subscribe button again. 3 new interviews every single week. That's what I'll send you. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's Facebook, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.